I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is the Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Higher, 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 higher
do the look shout. Joe, I need your help right here.
Ray Will is here. I am in Fort Worth, Texas with Gerard and Javon Woods. They have new music coming straight at you, and I'm so proud to be one of the first people they're talking to. We're going to be talking about all the music they have coming out and so much about their incredible journey that you just know. So again, welcome.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So you have new music coming out on Motown Gospel. Tell us about it.
We were recently signed to Motown in as a result of doing a video on Facebook.
Okay.
We did a cover of What a Beautiful Name, a cappella, just us two doing all of these different harmonies that we could hear. Mm-hmm. And we executed it in a way that it was not like the original. Mm-hmm. And when they saw that, when Motown saw it, they reached out and was like, hey, I want to make some music.
Yeah.
And we started the journey then.
Okay, very good. And that that video garnered a lot of views, you know, worldwide. And not only did Motown say they had to have it, like we had to have it. You know, we shared it, we listened to it, and stuff like that. And then there was another video that you guys put out that musicians got in on that one.
Oh yeah,
and it just got crazy.
Oh yeah,
it just got crazy. So, you know, just describe the journey from, I guess, last summer to now.
Go.
From last summer, okay. So, yeah, we were, like he said, we got together to do the video. We had no idea, I mean, no idea what the response would be. And, you know, we literally did that. I don't even know how long it took us to do that video, just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But when it ended up getting the response it got, we were like, oh, okay. And right. So from that, we ended up doing a second video called Oceans. And we did that when Acapella also got a great response. Yeah. And we ended up actually having another guy, Quinnell Gaskin. Yeah. A lot of y'all, you know, may know him.
Yeah.
He's an incredible musician. He added some piano to it. And when I tell you,
it took a different turn.
It took a turn. It was crazy. And so we actually ended up doing a version of that on our record.
Really?
It's slightly different from what you hear online, but we also
kept
the last one. Yeah. So, and so, of course, since then, we started putting out, you know, different videos and stuff. And we continue to enjoy a great response, and we are very thankful that people want to go on this journey with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what can we expect to hear on the album besides what we've already heard from you?
It's an EP of 5 songs.
Okay.
We did, of course, What a Beautiful Name. We did 2 versions. The version that we did of What a Beautiful Name on Facebook is on the record as a bonus track.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people asked us, you know, about being able to download. So
and then we have a produced version with of What a Beautiful Name with instruments, with music.
Okay.
We did Oceans, Great Are You Lord, and How Deep the Father's Love.
Yeah.
And that is the EP.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. The EP, the name of the EP is
What a Beautiful
What a Beautiful
Name. Of course.
And what a great title it is.
Yeah.
So you two have been together for a long time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not just singing, but you've been knowing each other. Talk to me about how you met and, you know, decided y'all liked each other and fell in love, started a family and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
I'm gonna let you tell it.
Okay.
You got all
Well, you know what? It's a very long story, so I'm gonna give you the abridged version.
Okay.
We were 9 and 10 years old when we met. I lived in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And he is from Shreveport.
Okay.
And he would spend summers down there. He had godparents there and that was it, godparents and somebody else. But anyway, oh, he would come down there also singing with his sister, who's also an incredible singer. Oh. She's tearing it up in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
Shout out to Malik. But anyway, he would come down there, spend summers there, and I would see him at different programs. I would see him at church, and I'd be thinking, well, you know, back then he had all his hair,
okay,
and he had a little birthmark. He had a little birthmark in the back of his head, and when I would see that birthmark, I'm like, he's here, he's so cute, whatever. And it turns out his godmother's son was a friend of mine, and so he would be kind of the liaison between. I'm like, I think he's cute. Mm. Tell her I think she's cute. You know,
okay,
that kind of thing.
Okay.
And
okay,
so it ended up being, you know, we ended up becoming boyfriend and girlfriend at 12 and 13.
Wow.
And it's so crazy because we knew that we were going to be married. We just knew that.
Yeah.
We, I don't know how we knew it, you know, and you know, having kids that age. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we did. And so it ended up being an off and on thing until college. Once we got to college, it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting married in 99.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, so y'all about to celebrate 20 years.
That's correct.
Wow. What a milestone. 20 years, and then you're being introduced to the world at the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have worked so far in the background. Not so far in the background, but in the background, you've done so much work.
I got you.
That your discography is, like, so long. Like, if I was to say, like, you know, name an album you're on, like, name one they weren't on, you know?
We worked hard.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed that process. And that's, I think, we sharpen our craft to know how to record vocals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do have a particular way that we record vocals that we like over the years that we've kind of grown into.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can display that on all of our music that we record. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Yeah, y'all definitely have a sound because I was listening and, you know, I'm a liner notes junkie.
Me too.
You know, I read the liner notes and there was... you know, there's albums I listen to and I'm like, yeah. You know, and I'll just listen and my ears will pick up, you know, something that I'm like, oh, that's a Gerard line.
You can hear it.
Totally.
You know, mainly on the latest one with CeCe Wine and his Christmas album. Yeah, something's happening. I was like, he was just in there by himself. I know. Like,
no.
He's like, okay, y'all do it like this.
You know? No.
You know, but I mean, it's something to where you have a signature sound, you have a signature way of doing stuff, and that just speaks to the artist you work with, you know, namely like an Andre Crouch, somebody like that, you know, and you know, you've seen the process of putting music together, the writing process, the arranging process. So I'm going to ask you this, in all your years of working together, working with artists, what is the lesson that you carry everywhere you go?
There's so many. Man, we've gotten to work with, I think the artists that stick out for me in terms of me learning something from, aside from just the musical aspect, would be CeCe Winans, Anointed. I don't know if you guys remember them. Steve Dave. Watching them minister to people was absolutely masterful. And I really gleaned a lot of, you know, they really loved people and they really cared about people. They weren't just interested in displaying their music and, hey, you know, buy my whatever.
Right.
They took time. They prayed for people. They talked to people. They signed on. I mean, they would spend after, you know, shows, they would spend out, you know, an hour or two just talking to people. And and so that really impacted me because after all, that is really why we're actually up here doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
That we, you know, we love the artistry part of it. It's fun. You get to be creative. And I believe God delights in that as well. But just watching them love on people really impacted me and made me want to say, you know, that's what I want to be. I want Jesus to actually use me for his glory. So that's for me. But
yeah, to add to that, I think the pressure of being an artist, and if I may assume, but this is what I'm realizing now, that this is what I saw in those two artists, Anointed and CeCe Winans. They weren't afraid to not let the pressure of being an artist hinder their desire and passion to love people and to minister to people and to show people Jesus through what they're doing, through their artistry, and which is, you know, makes them a more effective kingdom builder. And that's what it's, you know, for us, we've always been about that, but it helps when you can see people doing that for what you're, you know, things that you're passionate about. So that's what I can add, if I can add to that.
Absolutely.
Wow, I love that so much. And you know, y'all are stepping into that vein. You know, so you've seen it played out, and so now it's your turn.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you sing a song, and the people are like, oh, we're you know, you're like, come here. You know, I'm kidding. You know,
what is that?
You know, let me pray for you. You know, that becomes a part of it.
That's right.
You know,
that's
depending on the venue where you can actually touch the people. Yeah. Sometimes it's a church. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is in that autograph line.
Yeah.
When somebody whispers, hey, you know, I was going to kill myself after the
concert.
Yeah. You know, and they hear that and you're like, hold on, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even if you can't touch them, like if you can't get to them to that detail, hopefully they can see the presence of the Lord in your life, or the, or your passion for God, from afar.
Yeah,
we hope that they can see that. And you know, you don't want to just make good music. I love making good music. I love all things music.
Yeah,
but if we're singing about Jesus Christ, I want people to be able to see Him, feel Him in our music.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. a child, I did childish things. My life was church and all it brings. I'd always hear the old folks sing, he's never failed me yet. I heard this phrase and I trusted so, that one day I would come to know the truth in which these words do hold, he's never failed me yet. With years of life came tests and trials, and nights when tears replaced the smile. Though God was right there all the while, my soul was not at rest. But I lived to tell that I made it through. So instead of singing about the blues, I bring you news to encourage you. He's never failed me.
All right, hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and today I'm playing an interview that I recorded on location with Gerard and Javon Woods They have brand new music out. It's an EP entitled What a Beautiful Name, and you should get it. But in this interview, I'm learning so much about this wonderful couple and the work that they've done with some of the world's top gospel artists. We're having a lot of fun, as you can already tell. But we left off asking questions about, you know, interaction with fans and things like that. And sometimes gospel artists are called upon to minister one-on-one in certain situations and instances and circumstances. And you know, we're having fun. So hopefully that first segment, you understood where we were going with that. And so we're going to get into the second segment, and I'm asking them about this album and their expectation for us as listeners. We're having so much fun. I thank you so much for listening. We heard from the late Pastor Andre Crouch with Good Time, and CC Winans with He's Never Failed Me Yet. We've got so much more great music coming in the next segment. After we hear from them, we're going to hear from them and their debut single, What a Beautiful Name. And we're also going to hear some backstory. I'm going to share that as a bonus. Please stay tuned. Keep it locked here. Share this with friends. Share it with everybody you know. Let everybody know about this wonderful podcast today, hearing from these wonderful people, Gerard and Javon. All right, all right, all right. Without further ado, let's get back to this interview.
Can I ask you, what are your expectations of this project once again? What do you want us to feel and
experience? I want our content, like the songs that we chose, mm-hmm. the theme behind the songs, the meaning of the song, it's very clear on what the songs are about. And it's about Jesus and lifting his name up higher, how beautiful he is, mm-hmm. how great he is, mm-hmm. How much he loves us. We want people to know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Totally. The songs that we chose, first of all, they were already amazing before we got to them. Yeah, right. The songwriters just did a wonderful job of expressing God's love. But yeah, we did it in an interesting way, because the way that the songwriters originally wrote it was more of a serious tone.
Yeah.
But we did it in a very happy way, in a mm-hmm. joyful way. And I feel like that is also a part of the expression of God working in someone's life, yeah. joy, you know. And so a lot of our arrangements are not necessarily, I mean, they might be depending on
right.
who, what, you know, who's, yeah. how you're receiving. Everybody receives it differently, but yeah. I love the joy in mm-hmm. our arrangements, you know, mm-hmm. and it's uplifting, and it's just another side of, you know, your walking relationship with God. So that's what I love about it. And I hope people feel that joy when they hear it too.
I feel the joy. I'm telling you, I've had the opportunity to listen to it, and I feel the joy. You know, the joy of creating.
Yeah.
You know, I really get that from y'all whenever you're working. Even here at church, mm-hmm. you know, the joy of creating and sharing your gift.
Yeah.
Because it is reaching the world. Mm-hmm. You know, oh. not everybody's able to say that, you know, but when you two are working on something, hey, it's going, you know, it's go ye. It's still in the Bible. You know, it's going everywhere. It's touching some,
Amen.
You know, it's touching some continents and stuff like that. So I wish you all the best success. And of course, I'll be seeing you around more often.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be working more in the days to come, days, weeks, months, and years and all that stuff. So What a Beautiful Name, March 15th.
Yeah.
March 15th.
Definitely.
You got to get it.
Go get it.
Okay. You have to get it, and that bonus track is on there. The track you heard, you watched on Facebook is on there. Mm-hmm. They have a fully produced version of that song. I love both of them. I'm not going to tell you which one I prefer, Ooh. But I love both of them. I love both of them. Great stuff from them. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you got to get over here to Bethesda
yes.
And hear these two work. They do tremendous work
thank
here
you.
At Bethesda, along with this fantastic music industry. I want to thank y'all for your time today.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Fred. We thank appreciate y'all. You. Thank you
All right.
So much.
Thanks for having me. I feel so special today. I feel special.
Because you are.
So I'm gonna ask y'all this. Y'all work together so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the road together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And y'all are married. Y'all are very, very married.
Yeah. We're extremely okay. married at this point.
Yes, you are.
Oh yeah.
You're
great
very,
with marriage.
Very. Y'all are very, very married. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So how do you deal with difficulty on the road? Disagreements, dislike, you know, I wish you would have did it this way. I don't want to be around you, but yeah. we share a room.
We ironed out a
difficulty
lot of those.
On the road?
On the road, when you're together.
Difficulty is on the road
it's still difficulty within the marriage. So yeah. It's not, doesn't matter if it's, does it matter if it's on the road? Because I don't, we haven't traveled together regularly
in
many years.
Since our kids, yeah. We tag team.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking. Cause
so one goes out and one stays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was the dynamic for many years.
Really?
When they came, we traveled together for 4 years.
Okay.
Before the kids came. Mm-hmm. So any difficulty, I guess, on the road then.
I mean,
it was just.
We were just
it was a blanket difficulty.
We were newly married then, mm-hmm. and you know, we were still chilling and hanging out and, you know, going to restaurants and looking.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a whole lot of that. It ebbs and flows.
Okay.
It really does.
Okay.
So I'm in the stay at home.
Oh, look at
because it was mostly done on the weekends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
One day, 2 days here and there,
mm-hmm.
pretty much every week.
Okay.
Go and come back.
Yeah, so it wasn't really drastic.
No, we weren't doing the tours
a little bit more than that.
But you were still back home.
I was still back home, and it was doable. You
okay.
know what I mean? So
yeah.
It wasn't like I'm going for 3 months a day.
No. We never took tours like that.
Yes.
Oh, really?
We had some offers for tours like that. We were like, can't be away from the baby. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sacrifice.
That's
but
right.
Usually it works out because the people that we've worked with,
mm-hmm.
they also have things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And a lot of times they build a tour because the normal thing is everybody does have families.
Mm-hmm.
And they build the tours to allow to be home
okay.
some of the week and then out when the days that you book for.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Thank God for that. A lot of artists valued family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had some of our like,
mm-hmm.
I had one artist, very well-known artist, say, hey, we're going to be gone from... I don't know, it was like a 3 month thing. You get to go home one day.
Whoa.
And then you fly back, then you go to Paris and you go whatever. And I'm like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great opportunity,
yeah.
but this is not for me. I can't do that.
Wow.
But that person didn't have
a family yeah.
About, so I understood it, but I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah. You needed single people with no.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Just get up and go.
Yeah,
and that's fine. But we were never in that.
Yeah. And look at y'all, 20 years later.
I mean, I think in general we get along well. I mean, we are like any other married couple. We have our issues and our moments where we're like, you know what?
Our personalities were night and day.
Really?
We're night and day in personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that alone will bring some difficulty and some,
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we have the ultimate goal of being at peace
mm-hmm.
with where we are, with who we are in our marriage and with everything, especially if our goal is to keep the marriage healthy and happy,
right.
then everything that we deal with when it comes, you can deal with it very easily and very good.
I always say that we are opposites in everything else, but we are alike on the things that matter.
Okay.
On the principle, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want our marriage to work, we love our children, we love Jesus, we love, you know, on those things we are the same and we are on that same page. Now, you know, he likes vanilla, I like chocolate, you know, whatever,
right,
stuff that
right.
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, one of us is tidy and one of us is not.
Yeah.
Now,
so he's always cleaning up after you.
That's right. We'll say that. Well, you know, he's actually not like he's just he's not dirty.
Yeah.
Like in the sense of not, mm-hmm. you know, disinfecting, not that kind, but just he's a little more free about, you know.
I got you.
Right.
So, and I'm like,
yeah.
This goes here, this goes there, you know.
Right.
So, but on those
there's
little things.
There's an appointed time for everything.
Come on,
right.
man, look
with her.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
and place.
That's right.
Okay.
At all
and
times.
Place.
Yes.
Ooh, that's
wow.
So funny.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
We help each other because he loosens me up and I tighten him up. So
okay.
Like
yeah.
I like that.
Literally.
I like that. What was going on in your mind that just out the blue y'all showed up with a video? Y'all sing all the time.
I was working with Donnie McClurkin.
Okay.
And he said, Gerard, I follow you all on social media and your visibility is a zero.
Really?
Yeah. We weren't very active on social media.
Yeah. We were not.
I get it, but like he just out the blue, just like, hey.
Yeah, because well, we were already talking about things that we could do to help our career.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of on the heels of that.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I see y'all on social media, and you're doing nothing on social media. Mm. He said that is one thing that will get a spike in interest from you all. Mm. And he said, all you have to do is just take a phone and start singing.
Yeah.
And, with that, and I was like, maybe we should. And the first video I did was that with that intention. Mm-hmm. And What a Beautiful Name was just to be visible on social media.
Wow.
That was the intention.
And there you have it. What a Beautiful Name, the EP by Gerard and Javon Woods, is available now in all digital outlets. Make sure you add it to your gospel music collection today. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Gerard and Javon for hanging out with me. We were on location at Bethesda, where they serve as ministry leaders, as worship leaders, and there was a lot going on in the background, so forgive me for all that noise. I know you might think, what in the world kind of Bush League production is this? But there were some obstacles that I had to work around, some audio obstacles, some video obstacles. As you know, we like to keep a standard here at Soul Prosper Radio on the record, so forgive me for that. The next time it won't sound like that. But listen, we had such a good time. I discovered so much information about these two. They are my favorite artists. They're on my short list of favorite artists. They've worked, again, as I said earlier, they have worked with the world's top artists. And I just love everything they do. And I hope that you do as well. Make sure you download not only the What a Beautiful Name EP. If you haven't already, download Higher Higher. It was a single that was released long ago. But it jams. It's their sound. It's their unique sound. What we have all come to know and love about them. So make sure you add all of their music to your collection. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. They're going to be singing with Gospel Artist Entertainment. They're going to be singing live on Facebook Friday night, March 15th. They're going to be singing live with Gospel Artist Entertainment. So make sure you watch them there. Tune in there. See them live in action. All that good stuff. You're going to enjoy them. You're going to love them for years and years to come. Gerard and Javon Woods, make sure you add their new EP, What a Beautiful Name, to your gospel music collection today. I'm Fred Willis, and I want to thank you so much for your time today listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm your gracious host, and it has been my pleasure to have you here with me today.
Hello, I'm Gerard.
And I'm Jovan, and we are hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
The beautiful name of Jesus. Beginning, one with God the Lord Most High, the light.
Your hidden glory in creation is now revealed in you, our Christ.
The beautiful name it is.
Yeah.
Nothing can compare. Oh, to the beautiful name. Ooh, and it's Jesus.
Name I know.
Oh yeah. Oh,
a wonderful name.
Ooh, the name
is it
Jesus?